Thanks, Pete and Christy, for that wonderful praise and worship. I was a part of that praise and worship, and I could sense the anointing of God as we were going through that. Over the coming weeks, we'll have different people leading praise and worship. As I said before, different settings. So enjoy this particular season that we're in. I'd like to give you a background on this teaching that I'm about to bring you, as it has come from years or in more recently months of searching, researching, and praying about what it takes to make disciples. Today's teaching and what we'll be doing in the immediate future is just one part of many things we can do to fill the Great Commission. This was given to us, of course, by our Lord Jesus Christ, our commander-in-chief, so to speak, our boss. This is the point one and two of about a 12-point plan to train and make disciples, leaders of influence in the world. These 2 points are roughly in the middle of this plan, but for now, this is our current starting point. The Great Commission. It's not the great suggestion. It's not something that is just flippant words by our Lord. But these are the parting words that he gave to the disciples to change the world. In Matthew 28, if you can turn there in your Bibles, we are familiar with this, but we need to be more than familiar with this scripture. We need to know it and action it. It needs to be a part of every fiber of our being. Jesus said this in Matthew 28, verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Different translations give different perspective and understanding of this. And some translations give the emphasis on training and marking people in a way of life. So the Great Commission is not something we hear once and we leave it on the shelf. It is something that should be a lifestyle for us. If we are truly to be Christians, Christ-like persons, then we need to be following this directive given to us. In fulfilling the Great Commission, there is the outworking of many parts to this. And today, we want to emphasize the area of personal devotion. That is time with God, extended time in connecting with other people. In other words, it's about relating with our Father by the power of the Holy Spirit and under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Of course, with our current restrictions, this is not what we are focusing on at the moment as far as connecting so much with other people. But keep in mind, we have technology, like what we're doing now. There's also Skype and FaceTime and Zoom and other platforms for connecting with others. We can talk more about that next week and other times. We'll let you know other ways that we can connect. There are many, if not thousands, of devotional tools and books and things available that you can use for reading God's Word, praying, and spending time with God. We don't want to reinvent the wheel with providing extra tools like that, but we want to take something that's available to us and get into God's Word, spend time with God, and allow God's presence and his word by the power of the Holy Spirit to change us. So at Co-Church, we're embracing what is called the SOAP method. This is already used by many people, and I've found it to be an effective and importantly simple way for us to form a habit of spending time with God. SOAP. Some of you diehard devotionalists and journalists that spend time with God perhaps even hours with God, are going to maybe cringe at what I'm about to say. But here we go. I'm presenting something as a baseline or an entry-level devotion where you can read a scripture and have time with God. What I'm talking about is having 2 minutes with God each day reading a scripture. What? 2 minutes? You know, even Jesus, he said to the disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Different times, different people have brought teachings, devotion and prayer about spending an hour with God. And I totally believe in that. But I know in this busy time that we're in, challenging days, that for some people who aren't spending any time with God, to read one scripture a day and spend 2 minutes with God is an entry level that, you know, can go to 10 minutes or longer. That's what we desire. For those that want to spend longer with God, I'm not putting a cap on how long you can spend with God, but I'm suggesting that if everybody, I mean everybody in the church, can look at the scripture that we're presenting for the day and spend 2 minutes over a coffee in down at the beach or at your dining room, in your lounge room, wherever you find your space with God, that you can have 2 minutes that you can give God. God can speak a word to you. You can speak your concerns and your reflections and your heartache to God. A bit like David in the book of Psalms. He poured out his heart to God. And at different times, we'll be looking at the Psalms and how that relates to us. I'm believing that 100% of the church can spend 2 minutes. If we go for longer, that's great. And I would like to see people go for longer, and those that are already doing devotion, please continue with what you're doing. But I'm asking that you would add this devotion so that we can all as a church be on the same page together. So what is SOAP? SOAP is a devotion guide that can be used for one scripture at a time or a passage, and in fact, the whole Bible. This simple Bible study, prayer, devotional tool can be used for the whole Bible. The word SOAP stands for scripture, observation, application, and prayer. It's a way of getting more out of your time in God's Word. Now, we didn't invent this word SOAP. We just decided to make it available to us as a tool. How does it work? Scripture. Looking at a particular verse or verses of Scripture, it could be any Scripture. We'll be having a daily Scripture guide around a particular theme. So we start first with a scripture. Then observation. What do you think God is saying to you in this scripture? Ask the Holy Spirit to teach you and to reveal Jesus to you. Paraphrase the scripture in your own words. There'll be opportunity in the guide that we give you to click on different versions, different translations of that scripture, and it will help bring a different perspective and insight. Then A stands for application. It's about personalizing what you've read by asking yourself how it applies to your life right now. Perhaps it's instruction. It could be encouragement, revelation of a new promise, or corrections for a particular area of your life. The Word of God is meant to apply to our lives right now, currently. And P is for prayer. This can be as simple as asking God to help you use this scripture, or it may have greater insight into what He's revealing to you. Remember, prayer is a two-way conversation, so be sure to listen to what God has to say as well. As I said, this SOAP method was not invented by ourselves, but there is a particular pastor, Pastor Wayne Cadero from Hawaii, who has really championed this model of devotion. And I'm going to read one of his soaps to you as an example. And he gives the example of Exodus chapter 17 and verse 1. It says this: "The whole Israelite community set out from the desert of Sin, traveling from place to place as the Lord commanded. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink." That's the scripture, Exodus 17:1. The observation that he gives is this, but yours might be different. And this is the beauty of doing this either individually or as a connect, because different people, the Holy Spirit will illuminate different observations. "At the command of the Lord, the Israelites camped, but there was no water to drink." You'd think that if God commanded a camping spot, there'd be immediately plenty of water, as well as a buffet line of waiters to bring them coffee and dessert and other morsels. You'd think that if God had planned it, all the logistics would have been taken into consideration, and a catering company would have been waiting for the Israelites as they arrived. That's an interesting observation. The application. There will be times, even though the Lord leads us, when we will find ourselves with sparse resources, not enough money, not enough help, and not enough encouragement. But that doesn't mean that God is not in the situation. Maybe you're like me. Being patient comes hard, especially when I'm thirsty after a long trek. We can react prematurely, jumping to the wrong conclusions about how God is working. In doing so, we actually make the desert a hotter place than it needs to be. God is not finished yet. Think about it. God had water stored in a rock. How often, from a source we least expect, that God provides? He did it for the Israelites, and he will again do it for you and me today. Wow, what a powerful application in relating that to yours and my life today. I don't know about you, but I can relate to this very powerfully, very relevant. And prayer. Lord, thank you for helping me to understand that just because there is a shortage of resources, it doesn't mean that you haven't led me to this place. I will wait on you to provide, knowing that you still have more to come. Remind me of this when I panic or complain. There is a very simple soap. One verse of scripture. Granted, this has been laid out. But as you start the journey and make this a holy habit in your life, watch how the Holy Spirit begins to illuminate and show you things. I'm believing that you will find a place in your day. Some of you are early birds and you love to get up early, and you can find that 2 minutes. It may be while you're going through the drive-through getting a coffee. It may be at home. You've made that coffee, and while you're waiting for that tea or coffee to cool down, you can read your scripture for the day, and then you can sip away at your drink, and then you can have a time of reflection and prayer, and you've got your 2 minutes. I'm believing, and I know, that in those 2 minutes, you won't be disappointed, that God can give you a word, that God can give you an insight that is relevant to the day ahead, or if you do this later in the day or in the evening, or for the day that you've just had. It'll help make your day make more sense, and you can go into the following day with more confidence, knowing that God is actually speaking to you, wants to relate to you, and through the scriptures. I know that through this process, that we're going to be a people that falls in love with the Word of God again. Maybe this is an early stage of your Christian walk, so this is going to be a first time for you, falling in love with the Word of God. But for those that maybe have been on the walk for a while, that this is time again to get into God's Word, because it's his word in us that makes the difference. We know the story of the man who built his house upon the rock and the man who built his house upon the sand. The only difference to both those individuals is the one that built his house upon the rock is the one that did the word. They heard the word, but one did the word. One did something about it. It's not enough just to hear the word on Sundays or different places. It's about having that word come into your heart and make a difference that causes you to do something, causes you to walk differently, causes you to talk differently. Listen to this. The word of God will keep you from sin, and sin will keep you from the word of God. Wow. That sin may be as simple as busyness or laziness, which then leads to other sins. But the word of God in you and active in your life will give you strength for the battles of your daily life. I think we can all agree that the battles in our life have just increased. So it's all the more important and so timely that we can get into the Word of God and have this kind of devotion at this time. I know it's going to change your life. Now, the other part to this is that as we have these daily soap devotions, we're going to also add to this the memorization, the meditation of one scripture per week. At the start of every week, in our study plan or our guide, there will be a scripture that you'll be asked to meditate on for the whole week and to memorize. And I think it's going to be great to be able to challenge each other. Hey, how are you going with the scripture to memorize for this week? You see, when you do this of getting the Word of God into your life, meditating on it, it creates a memory muscle. Muscle memory that is in you, and when you go through a challenging time, you've got the Word of God to draw on, not some other words from the secular world, but you've got God's Word. And the greatest example of this is Jesus. In Matthew's Gospel, when Jesus was tempted by the devil in the wilderness after he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, the devil tempted Jesus three times, and every time Jesus responded with the Word of God. He said, "It is written. It is written. It is written." So when you are tested, when you are challenged in your life, it's how you respond. And when you've got the Word of God, each time Jesus responded with the Word of God, the devil departed. He kept coming back. And so that's why we need to have the Word for every situation that we face. I say memorize, but also meditate. Meditate is a word that's been used by other religions, but the Bible talks about meditation. It's a powerful word. And the best way to describe what meditation is like, it's like a cow that eats the grass in the field in the morning, and then as the day progresses, they might sit in the field under a tree and you'll see them still chewing. What a cow does, it regurgitates that grass, and then it further chews that grass where it goes fully into their stomach where it's digested. What that extra chewing does, it extracts all the juice and the goodness out of that grass. So too, that's what meditation is. It's rolling around the Word of God. It's chewing over the Word of God and extracting everything God intended for you from the Word of God. This is very powerful, church. It's a little bit old school, meditation, memorization. But as you do this, and as I have done this throughout my life, I know the change that has brought to me. It's renewed my thinking. It's given me that muscle memory that I can respond with when I need to. Of course, we know this from reading or learning the times table when we're at school. You know, you learn the times and then you can quote it back very quickly. And I know 7 times 7 is 47. I've got great muscle memory. Of course, it's not 47. Back when I lent that in Beenleigh, I know that number is closer to 50. A great scripture that talks about this meditation is Joshua 1, verses 8 to 9. Moses is dead. Joshua now has the responsibility of taking possibly 3 million Israelites that Moses was not able to take into the promised land. Now, Joshua has the task. He's the young guy that's given this job. And he's asking God, how do I do this? And here's just a couple verses from the first chapter of Joshua where there's plenty of wonderful instruction given by God. And he says this, book of the law, or we could replace that by saying, this word of God shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night that you may observe to do. There's that man building his house on the rock. To all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous and then you'll have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. That was God's instruction to Joshua. Hey, get the book of the law for them. They didn't have the whole Bible. They had the five books there, the Pentateuch. And he said, take this, understand it. It needs to be in your mouth. How's he going to get it in his mouth if he doesn't know it? He needs to know God's instruction and commandments as it was relevant to then. We have the whole Bible. We have the benefit of the Psalms and the Proverbs and the prophets and the incredible New Testament, which we can take as the whole counsel of God that we can meditate on. We have the opportunity of taking the Bible verse by verse through different themes to get the Word of God into our beings that we can live by it. A meditation is something very, very powerful. You'll find different levels of revelation that God is going to reveal to you concerning His Word. And this is the very exciting thing. That God is a personal God. And though there may be hundreds of other people in our church doing this study and meditating on God's Word, God is going to reveal by the power of His Holy Spirit to each one of us what is necessary from that scripture to us in our personal lives. God is a personal God, and He's going to relate to you and reveal to you things personal to you that it may be completely different to somebody else. And when we do this as a connect, you'll see how God reveals different things. It's like looking at a mountain from four different sides. It's the same mountain, but just a slightly different perspective. So, how does this work for us? That's a great question. What we're going to do is introduce this starting today. We were going to introduce this in term two, and we're still going to do it because I've written the material for term two as a theme, understanding our great salvation. It's very powerful, so many wonderful scriptures. But today we're going to start with SOAP that's going to lead us for 6 weeks, for 2 weeks now, and then 2 weeks over Easter, and then another 2 weeks, 6 weeks, where each week we're going to follow a particular theme. There'll be 6 daily SOAPs for the week. You say there's 7 days in the week. Well, that other day, which we'll nominate as Wednesday, we're going to actually have a connect SOAP. That'll be actually 3 scriptures around the same theme that you can use to connect with 1, 2 or more people. It could be a traditional sort of connect group. I know our ability to connect with more people is limited at this time, so this is not so much our focus, but you may over Skype or Facebook or just over a coffee somewhere, keep your distance, and have a connect time with these scriptures, or if you don't have anyone to connect with, that you can do it yourself as well. We're starting with a particular theme, and it's very relevant to where we're at, and this theme is about the church meeting in homes. You know, the early church, before they had buildings, they had the temple, but they didn't really have churches like we have today, purpose-built buildings for believers to gather in. So they met wherever they could. The Philippian church, they started meeting at a riverbank. They met from house to house, basically wherever you can find a place to meet. So the home is a common place where the early church started meeting. And so we're going to have six scriptures that talk roughly around that. And of course, the other day will be the connect with three scriptures. And the scripture that we're starting with, which also is the memory verse and meditation verse for this week, is Matthew 18:20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. What a great verse. And I know some of you may know that already or know something of that. I think it's a pretty good, simple memory verse and relevant for us to memorize at this time and to meditate on through the week. What does this mean? And I'm going to ask you at the end of this teaching time, our gathering time, after you've heard the housekeeping and announcements, that you take some time individually or as a group to read this and see what God is saying, the observation, the application to where we're at now or you're at now, and then to pray this scripture into your current situation. The idea is that by the end of the week, you'll be able to quote this verse to other people. Now, as we do this week after week after week, 52 weeks a year, perhaps, that you could have 52 scriptures in your inner being, in your heart, renewing your mind, in your spirit. It's very powerful. Now, you may not actually remember all of those and be able to quote them, but those scriptures, the essence and the truth of that will be in you. And you'll be able to go to it or quote the essence of that to somebody else. You may be one of these people that has that ability to remember scripture after scripture after scripture. You know, I've got a great old Bible at home, and I've marked that Bible and I've read it from cover to cover many times. And sometimes I may not remember the exact wording of a scripture, but I know that I can find that scripture on this page, on the top right-hand corner. It's going to be this color and it's got these markings on it, and I can very quickly find it. I have a muscle with memory concerning the Word of God, at least concerning where I can find it in my Bible. And of course, I do have the recall of many scriptures. I'd like this to be the co-church challenge, that we can daily have our soap. Of course, we wash ourselves daily with soap, and that's a very good hygienic thing. We need to do that. But imagine applying soap to our spirit, to our soul, and that we can allow ourselves to be washed with the renewing and the regeneration of God's Word, the power of the Holy Spirit. I think it's a very powerful thing. So, church, as you spend time in the Word of God, looking at the various soap scriptures that we'll make available to you, we're still compiling those to send out and find the way that you'll be able to do it. We're looking to do a hard copy or an email attachment. In this email attachment, you'll be able to actually click on the scripture and it will open up the Bible Gateway webpage to that scripture. When you see that scripture, you'll be able to see a tab where you can click down and see different translations of that scripture. You can click on another tab and see that scripture in context, that is embedded with scriptures before and after to give it context. Or you can click on another tab and see that scripture, that verse, in the whole chapter. It's incredible options. So we would like you to access the scripture through this method. Some of you may not have that technology. You can sit down with your Bible and look up this scripture on your Bible, however it works for you. But we want this to be as simple as possible. It can be seen on your phone, on your iPad, on your computer, or as simply in your Bible. So this week, as I said, the theme will be about the church meeting in small groups or homes. And let's see what God has to say about this right through the New Testament. And next week, the theme will be on God's provision. I know that's a great challenge for us happening at this time. And the Bible has plenty to say about His provision for His children going through challenging times. So each week we'll have a theme. The week leading up to Easter, will be about the power of the cross. And the week from Resurrection Sunday will be about the power of resurrection. And then we'll follow on with a couple more themes as it's relevant for this time. So church, I invite you to invite others. And let's see the whole church have a 2 minute, starting with a 2 minute daily devotion with the SOAP guide. And let's see this change yours and my and our world. I look forward to hearing testimonies of how this is changing your life. Let's pray. Father, I pray for everyone listening and watching. I thank you, God, that they have been able to set aside time to have church in this way. God, I thank you for the technology. I thank you for everybody involved to make this possible. But Lord, I thank you for every individual listening to this. Now, God, let us be like those Bereans in the book of Acts that looked at the Word of God. They studied the Word of God to see if these things were so. Lord, let us be like that. Let us be like Joshua, who meditated on the Word of God, the law of God. And he was a success as he led the children of Israel into the promised land. Let us be those who can embed the Word of God into our hearts. And like Jesus himself, who led by example, he was able to respond when he was challenged directly by the devil. We may not be directly challenged by the devil, but through certain circumstances, we can respond with the Word of God. Father, we just commit this next week to you. Lord, I'm personally excited to, in advance, expect and hear what people gain out of spending time with God. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, church. I look forward to being with you next week.